2014. Doug Steffen here at your service and on your side with the big stories of the day, things that are important. What's happening this weekend with you? Mother's Day. Have you done the best you can to prepare for Mother's Day? What a wonderful weekend to embrace the biggest mother of them all, Mother Nature. Mother Nature seems to me would be a good thing to celebrate her as well as celebrating your mother.
Go outside, do some grilling.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's a great weekend if you like to row, get out in the water, do some farming, do some planting, do some mowing, whatever it is. But don't forget Mother Nature. The idea of this program and what it aims to do is present you with issues of the day and allow everybody to be heard, either by dialing 888-302-3684. A lot of people prefer to put their comments in writing now that we have so much social media, the digital age. So facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day, and then email to Richie or Kenny or me because the ladies are not here with us today. Jennifer back on Monday. Roberta, I think, back Monday as well. Oh, well, Jennifer, she doesn't have to be involved in a trial. She's on jury duty on her way to be told, you're in or you're out. Free speech. Big issue. We're going to discuss that with a fellow named Ron Fine, who is the legal director for Free Speech for People. I think you will find this a compelling, informative conversation. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the story that intrigues me today, and I'm going to say this is the most intriguing story of the day, but it does give you cause to think just a little bit about what really is going on in our society. This story posted at DougSteffen.com about a 21-year-old New York man who thought it would be funny to post a video of himself kicking a cat. Kicking a cat. The internet did not agree.
No,
with
that
this.
Won't go over well.
No, as a matter of fact, you can see the how much of the video do we actually have? We have pictures at today's show at DougSteffen.com, but I don't think we have any video, do we, Kenny?
No, the video's in such bad taste.
Right. So the fellow's name is Andre Robinson. His friends, with friends like these, who needs people who are not your friends, posting a video of him throwing a cat, hurling a harmless stray cat, and then kicked it into the air. Facebookers tracked him down. His friends can be heard laughing in the background. The video has been shared so many times that some folks who wanted to find out where he was from. You know how you can do this? Almost like the software that you see on Person of Interest. You can look at it and track down where he is. Well, people did that. They called the police. This was in the Bedford-Stuyvesant neighborhood of New York, of Brooklyn. And the police, after they got the information, tracked him down and arrested him on a charge of aggravated criminal assault. He has 8 prior arrests.
Wow.
Including one for a knife point robbery. So perhaps
they say serial murderers usually start with animals.
Yep. With cats. They do. They start with cats.
Well,
they take ears off
animals
them,
in general, but
chop up their legs or tails.
I'm not a big cat fan.
Uh-uh, me either.
I don't like cats.
Yeah, but this is not.
I'd have to beat this guy down if I saw him kicking a cat. Right. That's just cruel.
Yeah,
you'd beat him down. What would you do?
I'd treat him like he treated the cat.
Really? And what would happen if he fought back?
I'd treat him like he treated the cat.
He'd lose.
Don't mess with Mother.
It's a harmless
McFadden,
little kid, man.
Mother McFadden. No, well, this just shows you how nasty some people are. All right, let's get to the Free Speech Award, in a manner of speaking. If you're concerned about campaign finance reform, as am I, and others who have a consciousness, let's find out what Ron Fine thinks we ought to be doing or thinking about this as the Supreme Court makes yet another decision that is not in our best interest. At least that's the way I read it. As I said, I underscored that twice. It's me. You make up your own mind after you hear the conversation coming right up here on Good Day.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Advanced Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Kmart and Sears are giving Shop Your Way members surprise points, but they're more like
surprise
points because they're only good till May 14th. You can use
surprise
points at Kmart or Sears towards your qualifying purchases, like new spring dresses for a
surprise
stroll through the park, or a new grill for a
surprise
barbecue. Pretty surprising, isn't it? Kmart and Sears surprise points are valid now through May 14th. Hurry and check ShopYourWay.com to see your surprise points and shop today. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com. Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
First off, my name is Daryl. Second, this is no motorcycle. This monster is 1,100 cc's of raw internal combustion power.
Feel the ground shake!
Now, I know what you're thinking. Where's this science teacher's logical attitude that goes with his sensible sneakers? Well, Mr. Rains on my parade, I saved a bunch on motorcycle insurance with Geico. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some young minds that need molding.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Hi, I'm Jim Cook, and when I started Sam Adams, no bank would give me a loan. I got my startup money from my drinking buddies. That's why we started Sam Adams Brewing the American Dream. It provides loans to help small businesses get off the ground. During May, we're contributing 5 cents for every pint of Boston Lager sold, up to $250,000. So enjoy the delicious taste of Boston Lager and help small business owners in America.
See details on specially marked displays and participating locations. Boston Beer Company, Boston Massachusetts, responsibly.
Quarter after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Joining us now is Ron Fine, who is the legal director for Free Speech for People. Mr. Fine previously served as assistant regional counsel in the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, got the EPA National Gold Medal for Exceptional Service and National Notable Achievement Award, several others. But for the purposes of this conversation, we are going to work on other things because I'm always very polite with my guests, whether I agree with them or not, Mr. Fine. So I won't bring you around to your job at the EPA because most of the time as a legitimate dairy farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster, I find the Environmental Protection Agency's heavy hand to be obnoxious. So with that, wonderful.
But welcome otherwise.
Yeah, welcome otherwise. We won't talk about your past there. How did you go from working for the EPA to being legal director for Free Speech for People?
Well, thank you, Doug. Thank you for having me on the show.
Sure.
And to give the short answer to your question, I will say I was not involved in anything having to do with dairy farms.
Good for you. Congratulations. All right, so then you're okay then.
Thank you. So one of the most important environmental problems that this generation is going to have to face is our changing climate. And we're seeing that happening already with increased tornadoes in the south. And the reason that our country has not been able to come together and come up with a common sense solution to this problem, a problem that is going to affect all of us, not just us now, but our children and grandchildren. And we need a solution that will bring everyone together, individuals, businesses, and so on. And the reason we have not been able to do this is because the system is rigged. The influence of big money is preventing us from reaching a type of solution that a majority of Americans could come together as a compromise.
Okay, let's dig down into this for a moment, because I'd like you to bring us your personal experience as a person that worked at the EPA. How much influence, how many of the people that we're talking about here, because basically when you go back to Citizens United or even the more recent ruling a couple of weeks ago of the Supreme Court, which basically allows unfettered money to come in from everywhere, millions, you want to support an idea or a person, you know, you can have your own way here by just spending a lot of money. So in the circumstance where we've gotten beyond that and we have a new administration, I use the EPA or you can use the FDA, but the doors are the same in any of these agencies. The swinging door opens to those who come from companies that contribute a lot of money to campaigns. Obama certainly has done it, and Bush did it, and you can go back to Clinton, but I think the last two presidents have been an outrageous example of how these doors, and I use the FDA all the time, and how many people are there from Monsanto, but I wonder who you saw come from business, go into the EPA, influence the decisions and the process and the procedures and the pronouncements, and then go back to where they were after they got their own way.
Well, you know, at the EPA, as with many of the federal agencies, most of the employees are career staff who are not coming in.
Yeah,
and
but
going,
I'm talking about the appointments that are made as the person who's director or assistant director. Those people
That's
are
right.
not career people.
Absolutely. And they're the ones who set the policy direction.
Right.
And there's absolutely an influence that's political. And the political influence comes from who's paying the bills
right.
to a large extent.
Mm-hmm.
Now, EPA is probably not even close to being the worst of the agencies in this respect. I think if you look at, for example, the Securities and Exchange Commission,
yeah.
which is the agency that is tasked with regulating the financial system, I think both parties, the Democrats and Republicans,
yeah.
to a large extent, have been captured by the Wall Street financial interests, hedge fund executives, and so on.
Is there a chance to get this changed? Is there a chance with a constitutional convention or an amendment to change the Citizen United and more recently the one that 5-4 decision we made a couple of weeks ago to change this back so that everybody has a fair chance at being heard?
That's absolutely right, and we're working in support of a constitutional
that
amendment.
That free speech
overturn.
For people? That's the group you're
That's
talking
right,
about.
A free speech for people and our allied organizations that we work with. But you can go to freespeechforpeople.org, and you'll see that we are supporting a constitutional amendment to overturn this McCutcheon decision last month that everyone's heard about that
yeah.
enables wealthy high rollers to give more than $3 million in federal elections to politicians, overturn Citizens United, which said that corporations have the same rights as people to participate in the spending in the political system, and even go back to the 1970s when a decision called Buckley versus Valeo started this problem. And right now we've got the support of about a third of the state legislatures, about a third of the Senate, and a third of the House. So Senator Tom Udall has introduced a bill. It's accumulating more and more support, and it's coming up for a floor vote in the Senate this year. We've got support. This is a bipartisan issue. A lot of people
yep.
think that there's a left-right divide on this, but when
yep.
you look at the
No.
When you look at polls, it's about the same amount of people,
yeah.
80%,
either,
give or take.
It's pro-America or anti-America. That's the side. There are two sides, pro-America, anti-America. Go to Free Speech for People, I think you said .org, right? FreeSpeechForPeople.org, and find out more about what Ron Fine is talking about. Thanks for being here, sir. More alertness to what's going on in the world. 21 after on Good Day.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula three times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Is a group made up of members of other groups, Blondie, the Cars, the Romantics, the Chesterfield Kings, all get together to form this new band, thanks to some help from Stevie Van Zandt, Richie.
Ah!
Now you might
from Bruce Springsteen's E Street Band.
Yeah. So, I would guess these people would be considered members of super groups, mostly from the 70s. They want to get back into the garage and play some really straightforward rock and roll, according to the story that's posted at DougStefan.com today. As you can hear, this is something that doesn't sound like anything that you can attach to the Cars or Blondie or some of these other groups. That's because the new group called Empty Hearts has just released this song for your consumption right now. I don't want to have your love if you don't want to see me. I don't want your love if you don't want to see me. I think there's something pretty appropriate in that, frankly.
This is very cool.
Yeah. So they're going to, let's see, who's involved in this thing? Bassist Andy, is it Babuk? Is that how you pronounce it from Chesterfield Kings, Kenny? Babuk or Babuk? Let's see here. Who else have we got here? Elliot Easton from the Cars. Blondie drummer Clem Burke. Lead singer Wally Palmer of the Romantics.
Huh.
And then Faces pianist Ian McLaughlin. Ramones producer Eddie Stasium. I don't know him. The album is called The Empty... Oh, no, wait a minute. What is it? Savoy Label Groups... What does that mean?
That's
what?
The label.
Oh.
The record label.
I got it. Okay. Empty Hearts will be released August 5th. And then they're going to have a tour over the fall and winter. Is that it, of the U.S.?
Yeah.
But what can they do if they're just getting started? What kind of a tour? Will they play stuff from all of their various bands?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh, sure.
The Blondie, the Cars. Okay. All right, that makes good sense. All right, so that's that story. Richie, you have a story? Does he have a story for
I
us?
Was freaked out yesterday when I heard about this story. It happened a few weeks ago. Heather Schreck and her husband Adam
Isn't there a movie about them? Isn't Shrek?
Shrek. No, not the same Shrek.
Not that. Okay.
Heard a man's voice in their 10-month-old daughter's room,
ooh,
Emma, yelling, wake up, baby, and then he started screaming at her. The father got up and ran into the room and saw the baby monitor camera turn and look at him and then started yelling at him.
The monitor?
The monitor. The Wi-Fi wireless baby monitor that they use to watch their baby from the safety of their bedroom and comfort of their bedroom had been hacked.
You're kidding.
And somebody was looking at their baby, screaming at it, being goofy, trying to wake it up. They ran into the bedroom. The guy was able to turn, the hacker was able to turn the camera towards the father and start yelling at him.
Unbelievable.
He unplugged the camera and threw it down. And apparently when he did this, any evidence to be able to trace back to the hacker was gone.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is, protect your passwords, which he did, but make sure your firmware is updated. And if you have a baby monitor, go to the manufacturer and make sure your firmware is updated.
You can't do this if you, unless you have a laptop or a camera on your PC. A regular PC wouldn't be able to have access.
No, this was a standalone baby monitor camera.
Ah, okay. All right. With a camera, but it's actually a camera, yeah.
Yes.
Oof. There's something for, you can talk about the food for thought department. Wowie zowie, 28 after on Good Day.
It's called the Lifetime Learning Credit.
It's very important to take advantage of educational tax breaks.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus.
Depending on your income, you might qualify for the Lifetime Learning Credit, worth up to about $2,000 each year, and there's no limit to the number of years you can claim the credit.
AARP jobs expert, Kiri Hannon.
And there's also a maximum student loan interest deduction of $2,500.
To find out more, check out the tax benefit guide at IRS.gov. And another possible option?
Many employers offer tax-free tuition assistance programs, which is up to $5,250. That's really key if you can start adding these skills while you're still employed.
Kiri Hannon's new book, endorsed by AARP, is What's Next? Finding Your Passion and Your Dream Job in Your 40s, 50s, and Beyond. It's easy to find in the AARP online bookstore. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has 2 times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
It's springtime, which only means one thing. It's Guitar Center's Spring Clearance Event. That's 11 days of prices so low they can't even advertise them. I'm talking guitars, amps, drums, recording, and DJ gear. You name it. Plus, there are price reductions on millions of dollars of inventory across every single department they've got. But it's different in every store, and there's limited availability. That means if you want to find your perfect instrument, you need to get down to a Guitar Center now through May 18th. Guitar Center's Spring Clearance Event. In store.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered Mother's Day flowers yet, visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. Her flowers are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Hey everyone, pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. Join me and the world-renowned Dr. Joel Wallach for a free health lecture this Friday, May 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Woodlands Auditorium in Hot Springs Village, Arkansas. Come meet me at 3 p.m. during the Natural Health Expo before the evening lecture. Visit youwillfeelbetter.com or call Pete Greenway at 501-538-3160 for information and registration.
Sister Linda, my sister Nancy, my daughter Megan. See, what other women should have a good Mother's Day? Let's see, who could we?
My mother, Nancy.
Your mother, Nancy. My
wife, Janet.
Your wife, Janet. I don't have a wife.
Ken's wife.
Meredith would have a good
my wife, Lisa.
Mother's Day. Yeah. Her daughter, Carla, would have a good Mother's Day. Even though they're not mothers, good women ought to have a good Mother's Day. Right? Have that.
No.
No?
Not right.
What? What's wrong?
If they are not a mother, how can they have a good Mother's Day?
Well, but they're...
They can have a nice day.
Yeah, okay. So, non-mothers, it's not for you. All right, 25 for the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Another recording has surfaced.
Of?
Donald Sterling.
Oh, no.
Seems everybody is recording him these days. Another bit of audio attributed to him.
Got more hits than Justin Bieber.
Appeared yesterday, number one with the bullets. That's what we used to say in the old days of these great men. We had, when I was a kid, on the radio as a disc jockey, we used to have these sheets, the hot sheets, the tip sheets, Billboard magazine, and all the other people who were competing.
They still have them.
Yeah, they kind of do. It's not like it was in the days when there were a lot of great pop songs around and got a lot of attention.
Nothing like it was.
And that's true, Richie. Except you can depend on us to bring you up to date on what's going on. So in this particular recording that appeared on Radar Online yesterday, the man denies he's a racist, doesn't appear ready to sell the team. The folks who are trying to figure out whether this is really his voice or not, trying to confirm that the speaker is Sterling, as we all have heard 100,000,000,000,000 times, he's been barred for life from the team's day-to-day operations, was fined a couple of $1,000,000. He hasn't paid it because he's probably not going to, and there's going to be a lot of lawsuits about this. So it's interesting, though, that he has been banned from going to the games, going to the locker room, having anything to do with management, But and the owners of the other NBA teams have voted to make him sell. The fellow who runs the NBA says you got to sell, but just because he says he's got to sell doesn't mean he's got
to
sell.
Well, if two-thirds of the owners say you have to, it's the organization can vote you out. Yes,
right.
You will have
they
to.
They can vote you out, but unless they come up with a check for this guy that merits whatever the value of the team is, somebody's got to come up with a check. And if nobody does, they can argue about this for years.
See, and that'll be the debate is who decides what the sale price will be?
Uh-huh.
Will the owner decide what the sale price will be? And it's probably $800 million to a billion.
A lot of money.
What if he says it's $2 billion and nobody can buy it?
Yeah.
Or does the NBA go, well, we deem the value of this franchise to be blank, and we will sell it for that, and you will get your check.
That'd be interesting. You don't think there'd be lawsuits around that? Whew!
I think this thing will be in court forever.
I think you're right, and I think he keeps collecting whatever there is to be collected
and
from the profits.
Throw the wife into the pot who says, you might do whatever you want with his half, but I'm keeping my half.
Mm-hmm. California is a 50-50 equal opportunity state. Stacey Keibler, speaking of names in the news, responding to George Clooney's engagement announcement.
Oh, congratulations.
You may remember they dated for a couple of years, couldn't seem to make it last.
Catfight coming.
Then less than a year after they split up, both of them have found the one.
Now, that's right. She's all
got married.
Now,
did she get married or get engaged or something?
Yeah, who'd she marry?
So how does she feel about her ex moving on with Amal Al-Mudunin? Is that how you pronounce his name? Al-Mudunin?
Something like that. Okay. She's married to Jared Pobre.
Yeah.
I have no idea who that joker
is. I'll guarantee he has a lot of money and he's old.
No.
Got a lot of money and he's young.
He's young.
Really?
How old? These people.
I don't know. What, who has money and they're young?
And married to Stacey Keibler.
Married to Stacey.
The nerve.
Anyway, yes. She tells U.S. Weekly this week that she would be one of the ones that he'd marry. They would have children. Appears that she's not letting thoughts of the past interfere with the present. This is Stacey. She is focused on her life now with this guy, Jared.
You're expecting a baby.
Enjoying her pregnancy. Anyway, she wishes him well. Julia Roberts wishes him well. Most people do because he's a good guy, apparently. Regardless of whatever else you may think.
Makes good movies. I could really care less about the rest.
Well, it's not going to be. He's not going to run away with you and me, Richie.
No.
Although there were lots of rumors for a while that he was playing for the other team.
We used to have an entertainment reporter on the show.
Yes, we did.
Guess what? I won't say her name.
Why?
Well, I don't know. Lisa Stanley.
Yeah, she's now on K-Earth in L.A.
Yeah, well-known radio. Yeah. She dated him back in his younger days, like when he was about 29 or 30.
Right.
Said he was a pig.
I didn't even remember that.
Yeah. She said he was a drunken pig.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. She tells lots of good stories about when she'd go out and he'd just be a pig.
Well, she has lots of stories to tell.
Yeah. I don't think she dated him seriously. They went out five or six times or something.
All right. So here's a first. A man has been arrested for possession of a 3D printed gun. How about, remember all of the hoopla about this earlier this year?
Yeah, about a year ago now.
Police have apprehended a 27-year-old after he posted video of his firearms online. Maybe not the smartest move in Japan. That's where he was arrested. You think our gun control laws are strict here. I just imagine what the how would you say NRA in Japanese?
NRA. My Korean taekwondo instructor calls me leech.
Leech.
Okay.
So the NLA.
He doesn't say the R. He doesn't say the R.
Anyway.
So it'd be the NLA.
The fellow who's been arrested is Yoshimoto Imura. Works for a college. Investigators found 5 guns, though only 2 appeared to be functioning. No bullets recovered. The man reportedly said he thought what he was doing was legal. And just sort of look at these things, these 3D printable guns. How can you even imagine how this technology works? It is completely blowing my mind when I hear these stories about being able to make stuff, parts for equipment, on a printer.
Go to Jay Leno's garage. He's got one in there.
Yeah.
He gets a 1914 Ford that you can't get a part for.
Make it in that.
He prints it.
Yeah. But how do you get do you have to have a draft? Do you have to have some kind of a...
Yeah, you have to have a 3D drawing of it that you input into the computer, and then the computer just says, okay, I'm going to take this carbon ink that you've given me. It's not ink, but material.
Yeah.
And I'm going to print it out.
Munga munga. In the U.S., by the way, some local governments have moved to regulate 3D printed guns. Philadelphia, for example, first city to ban 3D gun printing.
What in the world? The cat is out of the box.
It sure is, no matter what.
Yep.
Good luck screening this stuff at airports.
Yeah. I said, yeah, exactly. I think didn't somebody try already to do that and seems to have gotten away with it? Story anyway at DougStefan.com. Another story that surfaced yesterday from New Hampshire. Cow Hampshire, we used to call it when I was a kid. A fellow who had a license plate done, and on the license plate it reads COPSLIE. What does that spell, Richie? COPSLIE.
L-I-E, cops lie.
Cops lie. So this fellow says in New Hampshire, it says on our license plates, live free or die. So he decided he wanted a license plate that read, cops lie. He was the first to say so on his license plate. And the unanimous decision from the Supreme Court of New Hampshire agreed with him. David Montenegro is his name. He wants the vanity plate, cops lie, because he's protesting what he calls government corruption. State law prohibits vanity plates that are, quote, a reasonable person would find offensive to good taste. But the New Hampshire Civil Liberties Union argued to the Supreme Court that the law is unconstitutionally vague, gives too much discretion to a person behind the DMV counter. New Hampshire argued that the state workers were right to deny the plate because the phrase disparages police officers. An entire class of police officers, howsomever. The justices said that the state law does not define the phrase offensive to good taste, because it's like the FCC. They can never get a fine to stick against any broadcasters because there's no definition of offensive. And these people said the same thing. The restriction grants DMV officials the power to deny a proposed vanity registration plate because it offends particular officials. That's subjective as to what is good taste. The decision states the law is unconstitutionally vague, violates free speech rights. Therefore, this guy has a new license plate that reads, cops lie.
I'm looking at
it. He's going to get pulled over.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't drink. He's done. And he better make sure every bulb in that car works.
Oh, my God.
I'm looking at a list of Ohio banned license plates.
Yeah.
I cannot say most of them on the
air. Yeah, of course not. Right. Yeah, exactly. All right. So here's.
Although my son would love D-U-D-U.
Doo-doo. Why couldn't you have that on a plate? What's wrong with that?
I guess you can. I cannot believe people would. You should see someone. Some of the things in here are offensive to me. I can't. If somebody
you?
Would apply. Yeah, to me. I cannot believe somebody would apply to have it written on their license plate.
All right, so the poll yesterday at DougStefan.com, we posted this at DougStefan.com. Do you have a vanity license plate? Let's see here how this came out. 23% said no, but I've always wanted to get one. 22% said yes, and I love it. 21% said no, but I used to. 19% said no, but my significant other does. 15% said no, I have no interest in a vanity plate. I have one with a special number and letters on it. I've had my cows over the years. I've had most of the plates I've had cows in them one way or another. And I have a special low number for my farm plate. And,
I always told Gordon Liddy when he worked here that I was going to go steal his plates
H2O
one day.
Gate.
H2O Gate and ex-FBI. I'm like, Gordon, I'm going to steal your plates one day. If you find them missing, you'll know where to find them.
All right, let's get to some help for people who did not have a good night's rest last night, shall we? Imagine, just take yourself away with me for 60 seconds into a place where you have a good night's sleep every single night of your life. Gentlemen and ladies who are upset because the gentleman that they are with is up two or three times a night waking you up. The fix for that is pretty simple. You dial 800-811-3790 and you order PT9. PT9 is something that's been taken by millions of men, and now they experience a normal life. Because of this all-natural formula, has 9 different ingredients that get to the heart of the matter. The prostate needs to be fed so it stays healthy and operates efficiently. And that's what you get with the food that's in the ingredients of PT9. No matter what your age, once you're over the age of 45, 50, right about Richie's age, it's time for you to have this supplement in your regular routine. And you get it, as I said, by calling 800-811-3790. We'll be talking about this when Father's Day comes around next month as a great, great, really great present. But for now, if you have the problem, let's take care of it now. In the now, as Tole says, let's get it. The power of now is that you can pick up the phone and dial 800-811-3790 and find relief. You'll find relief or you'll get your money back. Call now and get a free bonus gift. Just mention Doug Steffen and they'll take care of you with an order of PT9 that'll help you get a good night's sleep and protect your prostate from all the things that create problems in men's life as they get older. All men know this story. They all know that they're in danger. We all know we're in danger. Get your prostate checked, feed it well. PT9's the solution. 800-811-3790.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico Insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
From helping florists manage their first payroll, to checking sales projections for logistics companies, to showing garages how much they've been paid, to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
MSNBC presents Growing Hope.
When a voice is empowered to action, when a light shines on equality and justice, the seed of hope is sown. It drives you to tackle the hard stuff, to stop gun violence, protect voter rights, to fight so that everyone has access to health care, and make sure no one falls through the cracks. As hope grows, so does the power of people.
Learn more at msnbc.com/growinghope.
I need to archive emails to comply with business regulations.
Do you have an IT guy to help search through thousands of PSD files?
No.
Got time to install a complicated product or create detailed reports?
No.
You okay paying storage fees to save duplicate emails and images?
No.
Offshore automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Message Archiver lets you store and find emails fast to avoid compliance and litigation penalties. Easy setup and single instance storage will save you time and money. And if you need help, you'll talk to a live human. Try the Barracuda Message Archiver free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
Your Buick Certified Service Technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, the brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service Experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now's the perfect time to experience it for yourself. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of 4 select brand-name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
It's springtime, which only means one thing. It's Guitar Center's Spring Clearance Event. That's 11 days of prices so low they can't even advertise them. I'm talking guitars, amps, drums, recording, and DJ gear. You name it. Plus, there are price reductions on millions of dollars of inventory across every single department they've got. But it's different in every store, and there's limited availability. That means if you want to find your perfect instrument, you need to get down to a Guitar Center now through May 18th. Guitar Center's Spring Clearance Event, in-store and online.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Why should I worry? Billy Joel from Disney's Oliver and Company, which was the movie of the week during this week in 1988, number one movie. And in addition to this song, Richie, Billy Joel provided the voice of Dodger in Disney's Oliver Twist animated movie. The reason we are going through Billy Joel today is because today is his 65th birthday. A lot of people love this guy's music. I think some of the stuff, he got three or four good pop hits. I've never enjoyed the mania that seemed to be focused on him for whatever the reason.
Oh, Billy Joel's great stuff, yeah.
I understand you like him. I don't not like him. He just doesn't excite me. Well, I don't get it, of course. That's always my problem. Doug, you just don't get it.
You don't get him.
I don't get him.
That's fine.
All right, we have Kenny, because Chucker's really got a bad case of the flu. He's been out all week. So Kenny's going to run down the list of the, I think, three or four new movies coming out this weekend. I'll have the results of the poll from this week on Star Wars all coming up here. Movie Moments on Good Day.
Kmart and Sears are giving Shop Your Way members surprise points, but they're more like
surprise
points because they're only good till May 14th. You can use
surprise
points at Kmart or Sears towards your qualifying purchases, like new spring dresses for a
surprise
stroll through the park, or a new grill for a
surprise
barbecue. Pretty surprising, isn't it? Kmart and Sears surprise points are valid now through May 14th. Hurry and check ShopYourWay.com to see your surprise points and shop today. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
It's springtime, which only means one thing. It's Guitar Center's Spring Clearance Event. That's 11 days of prices so low they can't even advertise them. I'm talking guitars, amps, drums, recording, and DJ gear. You name it. Plus, there are price reductions on millions of dollars of inventory across every single department they've got. But it's different in every store, and there's limited availability. That means if you want to find your perfect instrument, you need to get down to a Guitar Center now through May 18th. Guitar Center's Spring Clearance Event, in-store and online.
right, let's see what we have here. First of all, the poll about Star Wars. Hopefully many of you participated in our question, which was asking you which of the six Star Wars movies you saw the most times in the theater. 19% of you said you didn't see any of them. That's a little frustrating. 18% said you weren't sure. 15% said The Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, I'd probably.
14% said Return of the Jedi. Let's see, 11% A New Hope. 9% Attack of the Clones. 8% Phantom Menace. And 7% Revenge of the Sith. Were you surprised, Kenny, at the outcome of that poll?
I was surprised so many people said they hadn't seen any of those movies in the theater.
Yeah, that surprises me too, as a matter of fact.
You have to be pretty out
of it.
To have never seen a Star Wars movie. One of the six. I mean, they pretty much span a lifetime.
Yeah, 77 to today.
Right.
Yeah.
So for you to have never seen one, you're just, I mean, I don't know what you do for entertainment, but.
I can't find your way to the movie.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Give me some of that.
All right, well, let's see if we can. For those who want to find their way to the movies this weekend, Kenny has the update on what to expect, what we will be seeing, what can we get excited about, Kenny.
Well, I don't know how excited you'll be. Seth Rogen, Zac Efron.
I'm not
movie
excited
Neighbors.
Already. Next.
No, that actually looks like you could have some funny moments.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, go ahead, Kenny. Sorry. Teasing you.
That's out this weekend. It's R-rated. A fraternity moves into the suburbs next to Seth Rogen's house, and hilarity ensues. There's an animated movie, Legends of Oz, Dorothy's Return, has the voices of Lea Michele, Martin Short, James Belushi, and Dan Aykroyd. And Mom's Night Out, Sarah Drew, Sean Astin, Patricia Heaton, and Trace Adkins, about moms trying to get their husbands to take care of the kids so they can go have an adult evening out.
Mom's Night Out, Patricia Heaton, who else is in it?
Sarah Drew, Sean Astin, and Trace Adkins.
I don't. Who's the second? Who's that other lady? I don't know who she is. Who is that?
Sarah Drew.
Yeah. Who's she?
You would know her if you saw her. I can't think of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
She was in Everwood. I don't know if you.
In the
her.
Interest of saving money, are these? I was thinking about this in the Cameron Diaz movie that we saw last weekend. I didn't know. I figured out who the third woman was. The model. What's her name? Upton? Kate Upton.
Oh, Kate Upton.
Yeah, right, okay. So she was in it. I don't think she's been in any movies before. If she has.
She's been in Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, right. That's so she's cheap. And I think the other woman was cheap. I think they're hiring cheaper actors and actresses to give the headliners more money. And Cameron Diaz certainly can open a movie. So you give her money and then, you know, a bunch of other people that are television actors, basically. That's what you get. Anyway, that's the story. Look forward to having reviews on Mondays.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.